Thank you, Jerry. I just wanted to, before I go to the FinVADS demonstration, I think FinVADS is, otherwise you can call it as a CDC vocabulary server, and sometimes it can be very technical. So I'm just going to give a very brief introduction, just maybe a couple of important things. So for people who are not familiar with the vocabulary can see what's there and then how to use those things. And this is not a detailed session, just kind of show very high level, and then we can go into the detailed sessions. We do have a training on Thursday about the FinVADS in detail, but we also have a monthly webinars and everything else to go in detail. Oh, and I think I'm just going to take you just to the basic slides introduction. And I think everybody knows why do we need to use the standard vocabulary. I mean, just the image that you see on the left side is really shows that there's a lot of interactions between various systems and the public health labs. There's only way you can get the meaningful use of data exchanges by using the coded lab. And another thing I also wanted to mention about the usage of the standard vocabulary is with all this American Recovery and Reinvestment Act and stimulus plan, I think one of the things is incentives is you're supposed to use the standards that's created by the White House and HITSB. So we have loaded all the vocabulary in FinVADS, so this is a one way for the vendors and then for anybody who's implementing it, try to get everything in one place. And just a basic usage that public health actually uses is, this is a very common usage, is states usually get the lab test results from many of the vendors and many of the labs, and public health has a way they need to sort these data actually. So the easier way for them to do the detections and then a kind of alerting of if there is any notifiable conditions or like anthrax or anything else, just to kind of sort the lab test results and route it to the different programs. That's the whole point of using the coded results, coded data, but it's quite difficult to use this LOINC and SNOMED. We are trying to help as much as we can to try to adopt the standard vocabulary. There are so many standards we have, actually. There's no one standard that can be used for electronic medical record or public health record. The core medical vocabularies are like things like SNOMED and HL7. They are the main vocabularies used for the patient care. And then surrounding these, you also have this administrative vocabularies, things like ICD-9 and CPT. They're still used for administrative purposes. And then surrounding these things for public health, we also need this demographic-related vocabularies like FIPS codes and race and ethnicity codes and vaccine codes and those kind of things. In a way, public health really encompasses of all these vocabularies, but we go to all these vocabularies, actually release them in a different schedule, different dates, and different versioning. So we take care of all those things and try to put together in a common place where users can come to one place and get all those things from FinVADS. And again, this is a kind of a FinVADS is based on these recommendations, White House CHI recommendations and HITSB recommendations. That's what it's based upon, all this ARRA recovery plan. They just wanted to use this HITSB standards. So these are some of the standard work groups we work with and then try to incorporate those recommendations into FinVADS. I think the simple example is, I think people must have heard about ICD-9, LOINC, and SNOMED. You can call it as they are the standard vocabularies. People may call it as terminology. People may call it as thesaurus and so many different words. But those are the things like SNOMED if you have 300,000 codes. But bottom line, when you're using in a standard question in a survey form, you really need only 4 or 5 codes for your answer list. You don't want the entire subset of the 300,000 codes. So that's what we call it as a subset or value set. So value set is the main purpose of VADS. We go to the different standards, we follow the White House recommendations. They have given us recommendations of what to use. For country codes, use the ISO. For vaccine codes, you need to use the CDC vaccine codes. So we have gone through all those things and made the subset ready for you guys to use, so you don't need to worry about which standards to use. And we also made it a very smaller subset. You don't need to go through the entire 300,000 codes. Whatever you needed for your answer list, it's already there. And the concept is a very basic thing. As here I can show you an example here. SNOMED is a vocabulary, and I may make a subset of influenza-related vocabulary as a value set. And then inside that bag, you may have even the actual concept of influenza virus. I mean, I think the bottom line, the FinVADS is really for managing the value sets. And then for the code systems like SNOMED, ICD-9, there's a lot of terminology browsers. National Library of Medicine has their own browsers. National Cancer Institute has their own browsers. But FinVAD's specialty is making a subset that are needed for public health. So with that, I'll just go and show the demonstration. And the easy way to get in is you can type in Google's FinVADS, or you can type in finvads.cdc.gov, and it's not www, it's just finvads.cdc.gov. And sometimes when you come here, you can see so many different options are there. The simple way to do, actually, I was still saying you, the code systems, these are the standard vocabularies that you see that exist now. There are like more of 30 different standards you have. So you can see what all the standards we actually have. So you can see many of the HL7 standards and then LOINC and SNOMED standards. So basically, whatever standards you need for public health, is everything is here, actually. So we don't allow you to download the standard code systems, because the main purpose of FinVADS is to download the subsets needed for the public health. So you can browse and do anything what you needed. So that's the one thing, this is a code system. And value set is another technical term that I mentioned, was making a subset of terms needed for public health. So I can just type in, I just wanted a list of microorganisms. I can just type in microorganisms, and I can get the subsets. So if you see, click on these ones, you can see the details of those things. Before I go into the details, another purpose of FinVADS is actually CDC creates several messaging guides to support the HL7 messaging and CDA implementation guides. So each one of the message specification has a lot of vocabulary associated with them. So if you take a H1N1 message mapping guide for the novel influenza, so you may have like 35 answer lists you may need associated with the messaging guide. So you really wanted to quickly find all those things and download it in one click. So you have like tuberculosis. I can type in like, say, tuberculosis. So NEDS team actually come up with their case notification message mapping guide. So you can see here, this is really a group of value sets, a group of answer lists associated with the messaging guide. So I can come here and see all the value sets I can download. There are 41 answer lists associated with the messaging guide. I can just download it there, and this can be bookmarked too. Sometimes FinVADS can be difficult to use if there's so many options are there. One of the things we came up with the VADS 3.0 system was every program has their implementation guides. They can put these links in the messaging guide, so people can easily go to those views and download the things. With one click, you can download all the values that's related to the messaging mapping guide. Not only as a group, but you also can bookmark each one of them too, actually. Each of the values that also can be bookmarked. So in a typical implementation guide, when you see your HL7 implementation guides, we are planning to provide links for the value sets, the answer list that goes with the questions, and also for the group of values that are associated with the messaging guide. So that's a short way of just looking into it, of downloading all those things. And then also there are like around 400 value sets we have, 400 answer lists we have. And recently what we did was we added the HITSBI, Health Information Technology Standards Panel. That's the standard vocabulary supposed to be used for all the standard messaging and vocabulary to support the ARRA initiatives and everything else. So we have everything available there. I think it will be coming out probably shortly, within a week or two. It's already in a staging stay environment. You can download those things. So from there, so we have 400 things, so value sets are there. Another way to look at this one is really by groups. So somebody may come in and say, show me all the demographics related things, like all the answer lists, like things like, say, state and county codes and those kind of things. So you can see all sorts of different groups you have. So these are the high level groupings we did. So somebody wants to come in and say, show me all the answer lists related to the lab. So we really made a very high level grouping for people who are not technical. If they just wanted to download the lab related vocabulary, they can download those things. And or if somebody wants, if somebody is working on a foodborne related things, if they want to download related to foodborne or environment related things, they can download those things too. So this is a quick way of downloading the things, what you need. And again, you can search across different options. I'll stop here and then see if you want to try it, different search or any other questions you have, and I can look into it.
Yeah, I just tried two, and I mean, this is a great thing. I just tried two, we got zero. So if we put in H1N1,
okay. Oh yeah, it depends upon, see, what you have is, oh.
So are you searching by meaning or by bureaucracy? What's the value set?
Oh, value set is really an answer list. So what we have in a H1N1.
What's okay. If I put it, you've got a new terminology for H1N1, right?
Okay, see, I'll show you the one. So I'm going to type in here, as I said, we have a messaging guide or other things. I'm going to type in H1N1. So basically, we have a H1N1 case report form was there. So what I did was, that case report form has several questions and several answer lists. So with one click, I clicked on H1N1. That's the view. It's really a group of value sets. When I click on it, there are 43 answer lists associated with that case report form. I can download each one of them together, or you can actually download each one of them separately, however you want. So this, I think the key is, I really didn't want to go into the details, is really the views is really a group of value sets, we depending upon the usage.
Can I ask a question different? I'm still getting nothing. Maybe it's a detail. If a value set is the answer, what was the question? How is a user going to find whether the value set is relevant?
That's the detail, actually. We keep it in the implementation guide. So every implementation guide, they have a data element question, and then right next to the question, they have an answer list link for FinVads. So that's the detail we keep it to the implementation guide, and a lot of messaging analysts are here. What they also say is this question is transported in this particular segment of the HL7. So that's kind of a question answer link is there. We do have questions here too, actually, some of the LOINC standards. We didn't want it to make that explicit link here, and because it may be, that's really at the implementation level details. And if really wanted to see something related to the concept of, say, influenza, so really that's really a concept, actually. It's not a value set. Value set is an answer list, and then views is a group of value sets. So really I typed it really in a code system concepts, and I can type in influenza. I get all sorts of results. So you can see here, there's a lot of standards are coming across. So you see SNOMED is there, RxNorm is a drug vocabulary, and you have so much of noise is there. So really all you're trying to find out was influenza organism, or you're trying to find influenza vaccine. Another way to search is really the click on the value set concepts. So now I'm going to apply filter just for this example. I'm just going to show. So I'm really looking for an influenza microorganism. So I'm actually going, this is the list of all the value sets we have. So I'm going to select a microorganism subset. So I can see a microorganism here. So this is a microorganism is a value set. It's really a list of all the SNOMED subset of all the microorganisms. So now I'm going to search for influenza. So now it doesn't search across all the code system. It searches only the subset I created with the influenza. So now when I get the results, all I get is only influenza, not influenza vaccine, not influenza drug or anything else. So these are the really different types of influenza. So there's a lot of filters are there. I mean, those are the things we have, help is there, but this is where we apply the standards. So now if you see, influenza result comes only from one standard because that's the standard recommended by White House and then by HITSB standards. You don't get it from all the different existing vocabularies.
Yes. Are the UIDs, which are the questions,
yes,
data elements, are those in
FinVads? Yes, actually, what you can type is when you go to the value set, you can just type in questions. So if you see, these are the questions, actually, what we had is each of the TB questions. I mean, these are the TB data elements that's present in the TB message mapping guide or the TB HL7 implementation guide. So this is where actually you have a link there. So you can see all these are the actual data elements. Somebody was asking where I can see the questions. You can see these are all the exact questions that appeared in the TB form or the TB messaging guide. So when I take this DEM-126 is one of the questions, is really asking for a birth country. When I go into the details, it also suggests you actually what value set actually is supposed to be using for these things too. It provides links to go to the answer list. But we haven't really done a nice integration of all the question and answer list there. But one of the ways that you can, people who are fresh to this vocabulary, we have created some reports for easy usage. I'll just quickly show into this one. It's called a phconnect.org, is a new collaborative space. So this is for the community of practice. I think you must have heard several talks during the FinConference. This is a new collaborative space. People who want to get involved with the vocabulary and messaging, there's a lot of vocabulary and messaging folks at CDC and state support this collaborative space. If anybody has any questions, I think this is a great place to look into it. It's more of a LinkedIn style kind of a collaborative space you can use in those things. And you can find in the communities here, there are a lot of communities are there. So I'm just going to click on the vocabulary and messaging. And some people always ask this bookmark, easy way to look into all these navigations. I made a topic here, useful links for vocabulary and messaging. Okay, so FinVAD's user-friendly offline hyperlinks. What I did here was there are value sets organized by the messaging guides or by the vocabulary groups. I'll show one of them. So here, this is the easy way to do it, and I'm just take an easy one as a demographics. See, this is really a demographics thing. So it gives you a definition. Demographics is a group, and this link, whatever you're seeing here below, they are all demographics-related value sets. You can give from one PDF file, you really get access to all these hyperlinks. I can click on birth country here, can sit on your desktop. It actually takes you right away to the FinVADS, directly to that one. So these kind of reports are there in the collaborative workspace that makes it easier for people to browse the FinVADS and use kind of customized reports. Yes?
On the previous page in the FinVADS website,
okay.
Where you showed all the net CYDs given a guide name like TV,
is there
a way for me to know what version of the guide those value sets are related
to? Yeah, see, the version here actually, so the birth country. So what happens, the guide version and vocabulary version are kind of a little bit different. So a message mapping guide or any implementation guide, they may do those things, maybe called as version one. These vocabulary updates, you get it every 3 months, or some of them every 3 months, every 6 months, my program may desire to do twice. So really, they are not really related. So that's why we kind of don't want to keep the messaging implementation in FinVADS. Really wanted to keep it specific to answer list. Rest of them, it needs to come from the message implementation guides. Yeah, but there are a lot of things like you would see as we have the messaging guide versions for TB, you would have two versions of it. This was the messaging guide version one. As of this date, these were the list of data elements and answer list. After 6 months or a year, maybe the TB program added a couple of questions and maybe made changes. You would be able to see, go back to the previous versions too. You should be able to go from those links would be there, allow you to go back and forth. So here I am showing you microorganism. You can see the version here. The version is based upon the January 2009 version of the SNOMED CT. If you really wanted to go back to the July 2008 version of that value set microorganism, here this version history is there. You can click on it and it goes back to that particular subset about a year ago, whatever it was. But again, we have this little bit of very short time frame. We have VADS webinars. I would strongly encourage to get onto the community of practice. This is not about the FinVADS. It's a little bit difficult to use. It's not really about the application. It's about the various vocabulary terms people call it. Most of them they know is a code set. They don't know really the difference between what is value set, what is code system, and all those things. Only way to know is to get into the details. We can definitely provide support, what you need and what you're looking for if you just get onto the community space. That's all I have, I think.